with your host, me, Breakman, and the two best hosts, Moria and Eric. Not that other guy.
Whatever
guy. We could call this the Best Friends cast and get sued by the Best Friends podcast, or Best Friends play channel.
We're the super, no, I can't say super best friends, shit.
Super great friend is the channel you might be thinking of.
The Amazing Great Friends. How about that?
Yeah, that's sure. That'll work.
Wait, no, Amazing Great Buddies. There we go. That way we can't.
That's inviting too many comments.
Wow.
Can we call ourselves the Golden Guys? Because there's already a Golden Girls.
No. I'm vetoing that one now.
Yeah, I'm going to veto that one too. That one sounds like a very, very bad idea.
Have a golden boy.
Well, that's already an expression and an anime.
Yeah.
It's the Golden Child. That was a movie.
The Golden Bros.
No.
Oh, well.
We're going to avoid the word golden entirely. How's that sound?
Okay.
But anyway, let's move on to the news.
Yes. We want to do a short show, so let's just get to it.
You know, I haven't even loaded the news articles or anything.
But this
this
one was supposed to be yours. I think you did this on purpose.
I didn't do nothing on purpose.
But I'll read it.
This is Break. He doesn't do anything on purpose.
Yeah, this wouldn't imply that there's thought behind it.
Like he could barely be.
Your subconscious did it, so I'm blaming your subconscious.
All right then.
But this one's from Gematsu. Atelier Fieris has for the PS4 and PS Vita launches this spring in 2017. PC version announced, and I'm surprised that we're hearing about this now, since I'm pretty sure we already heard about confirmation or localization a while ago. But I guess it's official now. And they're re-announcing it because they didn't talk about a PC version before. But North America and Europe for the PlayStation 4 and Vita, as well as PC. And I'm wondering whether or not the PC version will have visual upgrades, because I'm pretty sure the game itself will run at 60 on the PS4, because the last game did.
So, can't imagine these things are extremely.
Yeah, they still look like PS3 games, so.
Yeah.
It's not hard for them to do that. It did take them like 3 games in the previous trilogy to get a decent frame rate going on Atelier Shali. It's like, nope, not on Ayesha, not on Escanogi, but they improved, but now they've gotten better. So it's like, you've actually optimized the engine. So, look forward to that next year.
Fun. All right.
Speaking of next year, coming to us live from Gematsu, Knights of Azura 2 delayed to February 2017 in Japan. But, and this is the tagline they added, but a new Lily and swimsuit costumes will be added. That's a poor sentence, Gematsu. But,
new Lily swimsuit set? That might
If you look further down the article, it actually doesn't make sense.
2 new points are being added as an apology for the delay. A new Lily will be added, one of the beautiful girl NPC characters from within the game.
A new character, will be added if they
No, it's like, will be added as a new Lily character.
Oh.
Like it's some term within the game.
To accompany and fight alongside you. Yeah, I'm guessing at this point. Like, I thought they were just...
Oh, wait, a Lillian. Yeah, those are things in the game.
Lily's swimsuit costume changes will be added. There are scenes in the game where Lily characters appear in her bathing suits. After those scenes, that Lily will be able to use the swimsuit as a costume. I don't think that's not a bathing... That's... Never mind. If you missed it yesterday, whatever day this article came out, the latest issue of Dengeki PlayStation confirms Knights of Azura's protagonist, Arnis, and another character named Christophorus will return in Knights of Azura 2.
Okay.
What a name. What a couple names there. And I'd post this in chat, but we're not live. Oh, hey, Freak, what's up?
He's in the chat room.
I know, I'm alone now.
All right, I'm going to move on to the next one. Coming to us also from Gematsu. Romance of the Kingdoms. 13.
Of the V Kingdoms.
Yeah. Anyway, Koei Tecmo has delayed Romance of the... They did it twice! Has delayed Romance of the V Kingdoms 13 with power-up kit from its previously planned December 22nd release date in Japan to February 16th, 2017. It will be available for PlayStation 4, PS3, and PC.
Please hire me as a writer.
I know. Okay. The publisher cites further improvements to the game's quality as reason for the delay. That's pretty much it for that.
What in the... What is this... What is this pose that I'm seeing from this character here?
Hmm?
Like, there's a female character who's got, like, skull shoulder pads and these huge weapons, but then she's giving us a panty shot.
What game are you talking about?
Oh, we have a guest.
Kitty!
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm looking at the wrong one. My bad. Hey,
is that your cat, or is that...
Yes. No, that's me. Mine, yes. He's not getting enough attention.
Anyways, I like to talk about this. It was annoying to find about this power-up kit version of the game. It's basically like expansion plus the original game. It was announced immediately after the first installment came out in the U.S. It's like, yay, now it's completely useless. And apparently these delays... Because of they say making further improvements, which I'm going to hope means the incredibly terrible frame rate on the PS4 version. Because, good lord. That game, looking the way it does, it should not be as slow as it is. I don't think they...
Yes, some of these are just extremely poorly optimized.
Yeah. And I'm just wondering whether or not the PC version was better. But I'm going to say no, and that's what part of this expansion set is for. So if you're looking to buy that game, just wait. Because I'm pretty sure it's going to be localized. But with that, we can move on to games that are going to get localized. Cube. I don't know what I'd do for a dash. But I do for
a dash. I think we've established that one. Maybe you need to sniff.
Shackles of Amadeus launches spring 2017 in the West. Ascus Games launched Cube Shackles of Amadeus for PS Vita in North America and Europe. No date, but spring sometime. I'm going to say April. But anyways... this is what the game's about. And in the search of your older brother's whereabouts, you join the online RPG Arcadia in hope of searching or discovering clues. Having lost consciousness after being drawn into mysterious light, you wake up with the game's fantasy world. Confused and shaken by your strange yet familiar surroundings, you learn that the only way to escape this world of life or death is to clear the game. Sword Art Online, but you're playing as a girl this time. So, as the game world begins to crumble and fall apart, you'll have to rely on your expanding powers for survival. And date guys!
Of course.
Yeah, the world's coming to an end and everything, but let's stop the date.
If Frank were here, he'd probably be playing the Amadeus song now.
The world's crumbling and falling apart, but...
And if you scroll down to the bottom of the comments, of course, someone put in, you know, someone linked to the video by Falco.
I need to know if this boy likes me or not. This is so, way more
wait, funny. I'm confused. Her brother is missing, so she decides to play a video game to search for him. What was she trying to do? Talk to people that he knew through the game or something?
Maybe it's like Tron.
Hmm.
He got sucked into the game grid.
Yeah.
Or Dot Hack. Or, not that hack, I meant Sword Art Online.
Hopefully it's better than Sword Online. Sword Online's a piece of garbage.
I really hate that show.
I thought the first half of the first season was okay, and then it fell apart.
Sword Art Online is your trains.
Yeah. Sword Art Online.
Kickstarter.
Yeah.
I have to play Hollow Realization. I mean, it's my fault I requested code for the game, but I did the last game, but I didn't do Lost Song, so I kind of feel obligated to see the entire thing through as much as possible. I'll probably buy a Lost Song at some point. Yeah. Cheap enough.
Braver man than I.
It's
I'm going to move on to the
Lost
next
Song
story
is on guys. Sale, but it's still too expensive for me. Plus, I bought other things, so I can't get it now. But...
All right. Coming as next, well, not so live, from Gematsu, yet again. Dungeon Travelers 2, The Maiden Who Fell Into Darkness and the Book of Beginnings. What the fuck kind of title is that? Will launch for PS Vita in Japan on April 20th, 2017 for 5,800 yen, according to the latest issue of Dengeki PlayStation. An 8,800 yen premium edition will include special illustrated packaging, character creation materials collection, an original drama CD, a chiptune arranged CD, that's cool, a special made clear charm, so some, you know, acrylic, you know, tchotchke nonsense, and the Super Nurse Cap downloadable content. How exciting. The magazine also reveals a new character named Gina, voiced by Rie Murakawa. She's a small magician living in the House of Time who, to recapture Romulia, locates Threed and seeks out the libraries necessary for the monster seal. See, I love how they write this shit. Like, they just expect anyone who happens across it to know. It's like, what the fuck they're talking about?
Well, apparently this game's story set in an alternate version of the game's ending where the heroes apparently failed against the final boss.
That sucks.
So it's an alternate story based on that scenario.
See, that's not entirely a bad thing. I mean, isn't that like what a third of the Zelda continuity is supposed to be?
And then there's games like...
I will say, at least this game's enemy typing is better than the last game's because the artwork in the previous game was not so great. You ended up fighting some pretty strange enemies. But they actually looks like they put some effort into this one.
How strange? Like Burning Man strange? Or
like you're fighting...
Just kidding.
You're fighting kidding. Weird melons that have faces.
Cinnabite?
So it's like a Persona game.
No. Weird melons that have faces. I was about to say Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, but they don't really have faces.
I mean, the game had Moe Girls too, but...
Well, why wouldn't it?
Because that's the kind of game it is. Because fan service sells, apparently. Even though it doesn't, and they still put it out because there's a market for it. So they'll continue to do it as long as it makes money.
It
less money than it used to.
It does, yeah. It doesn't sell like it. Yeah, you know, it doesn't sell in America as much as it used to, but it still sells in Japan like crazy. So, And this game's market is obviously primarily Japanese. So,
I do wonder if Atlas will publish it though, because they did the last one.
Yeah. All right.
Coming to us live.
They probably shouldn't call it 2-2 though. They should just call it Dungeon Travelers 2 with
a
new
goodness,
subtitle.
Eric, can we? You interrupted his headline. Let him
He's okay. He had a point. I'm sorry. Coming to us not live from Silicon Era because they don't deserve to be live. Visual novel The Falconers.
I'm sorry. The what?
Stars. The Falconers.
Yeah. The Atlanta Falconers.
No, it's like the assembly said the fucking Earth. I'm like, alrighty then.
I was thinking like the Falconers, like Bruce Falconer. Like this is all about him and his clan and how they do the original soundtrack to DBZ that came out in America. No,
that soundtrack's terrible, by the way.
I've never watched Dragon Ball Z.
It starts bad, but it gets better by the time they get to the
Cell arc.
Yeah, like by the time they get the Cell, then they've really hit their stride, and Boo is in the Boo saga. I really
and by
like.
Then they replaced the musician with Menza, and they ruined it again.
Anyway, let's read the story here. Players will join Cassandra on her first solo monster hunting mission as a falconer, a fuckiner. I'm just going to call him a fuckiner. fighting against the strange creatures that will come to kill people in a 19th century New Zealand mining town. In visual novels, the fuckiners. Moon Knight.
So they moon people? You said Moon Knight, but I think that's supposed to be Moonlight.
No, I said Moonlight.
He said Moonlight, but it's like basically it means they have other jobs and they just do this on the side.
Yeah.
80 people have gone, what's your side job? Like working at McDonald's during the day? Like, hey, can I take your order? Fuck, this job sucks. I can't wait to get off and people are trying to kill me. 80 people have gone missing or are possibly dead, and the source is believed to be a mist-covered forest nearby. It's up to Cassandra to get clues from the locals and then hunt these monsters down or find a truth that hides in the gray fog. The Falconers delve into bits of true history with some fictional supernatural elements mixed in. They're based out of various countries and European empires, and her mandate is to protect colonists from the various dark elements that exist in the new frontiers they are exploring. A demo can be found on itch.io. And the game is also raising votes on Steam Greenlight.
Okay.
And there you go.
All right. Eric, you're up.
All right. From Silly String Era once again. We've got Apollo Justice Ace Attorney headed to iOS on December 1st and Android on December 8th, and that's pretty much it. They redesigned the artwork, so it looks better, I guess. I don't know if this will get a 3DS port, but it won't have the same visual flair, obviously. Yeah, hopefully it'll look better than the DS version, though.
We can hope. Yeah, it looks like they may have just taken like master illustrations and rescanned them at a higher resolution first.
Actually, what's probably more likely is that they'll package Apollo Justice along with the Ace Attorney's Investigations and hopefully the second Ace Attorney Investigations that they promised they would do, which probably would indicate if they can't do it for the 3DS, then they might be able to do it for the Android and iOS, and Capcom might agree to that. So they localize the iOS version then port it to 3DS later.
Yeah.
And then just make all three of them as part of a bundle. That's how they could probably sell it to Capcom.
Could work. At some point I should probably try playing these games.
The only problem I'm seeing here is that some of the redrawn artwork is missing some detail, like shadows. And shading. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it doesn't look too bad.
Well, first game was Apollo Justice Ace Attorney. It was first released on Nintendo DS in Japan on April 12th, 2007. Mm-hmm. It's an old game.
I'm playing anyway. The trilogy right now before moving on to Spirit of Justice. I may or may not take a side tour with Apollo Justice.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to move on to the next one here. Coming to us from Silicon Era. D3 Publisher is bringing yet another otome game to English audiences. Hyakka Hyakuro Sengoku Nimbōjō, originally released on the PlayStation Vita, will be coming to Windows PCs via Steam as Nightshade. A collaboration between D3 Publisher and Red Entertainment, who's also worked on a Kei Kabancho Otome. It also features character designs from Teta, whom English Otome fans will recognize from Norn 9, Varcomans.
Which I still need to write a review for, and I'm very sorry that it hasn't happened within a year.
Jesus, dude.
Yeah.
Nightshade is inspired by historical events. Players follow Enju Ueno, daughter of the Koga clan's Kondo Ueno. Following the Sengoku period and Tensho Iga War, she spends her time training to become a ninja. However, there's trouble afoot, and she'll have the opportunity to pursue 5 bachelors and work toward one of 2 different endings for each one in her search for the truth.
The only problem with this game's localized title is that now I'm going to be confused as to which Nightshade people might be talking about, because there's a Nightshade for the NES. There's also a Nightshade, which was Kunoichi.
I love Nightshade for the NES. That game is so fucking amazing.
Never played it.
It's
remember reading about it, but never played it.
It's an adventure game. Like, you're basically trying to... never mind. You play like a superhero, but doesn't have any superpowers, but he's like... He's Nightshade, and he's the detective.
Wasn't this like this... Yeah, I was going to say it was like this detective sort of, you know, supernaturalish sort of slam on it or something like that.
Can we pretend that it's Dick Tracy, only it doesn't suck?
Sure. Yeah. That works. All right.
It's sort of like, I don't know how to really explain the game.
Like, what I saw, it looked kind of like Maniac Mansion.
Yeah, it's sort of like Maniac Mansion, in some aspects, yeah. I can agree with that.
Yeah. All right, Brick, you're up next.
Okay, one of the coolest things I thought about in Nightshade was when you die, you lose all your life, you go to, like, this capture scenario, like, you're being tortured. But you could actually escape the torture and continue your game, which I thought was cool. I think it got up to a certain point where it got too hard to escape, but it's been so long since I played
it. Does it get harder every time or something?
Yeah, it changes. After you get out of it, it changes to harder ones. Coming to us live from Silken Era. Why keep saying live? This isn't live. Glitches in nature are expelling dangerous...
Memories.
Glitches in nature are expelling dangerous parasites in RPG Esper Excite. I don't fucking understand a word of what you just said. Monstrous parasites are causing trouble in the city of Eden Shima. And only the members of ZT... I don't know what that means. ZT Levin...
Are you sure that's not supposed to be Fort?
I don't know.
Ziggurat? I don't know.
Whatever this stupid academy, whatever their goddamn name is, I don't care anymore. I'm gonna call them Police Academy. Members of Police Academy Student Council are preparing to stop them in modern day sci-fi RPG Esper Excite. And then there's a dude who comes out and he makes all these sound effects with his mouth and shit, which is really cool. These parasites, that's like a special move. These parasites stem from strange occurrences known as frame shifts, which are glitches in Mother Nature. These cause parasitic beings to connect the host, creating the dangerous creatures the player will face. These appearances all appear to be tied to a website that offers supernatural powers and a mysterious benefactor known as Reaper. Wow, they were smoking some crack when they came up with this shit.
Or they're terrible. Really aping The World Ends With You, and they're doing it badly.
I think crack was involved. Or heroin, that's like the big thing now. The student council has their own tools to fight back with, having been implanted with special chips that let them use psychic abilities in turn-based combat. Because why wouldn't they?
And of course.
These are the powers...
Because of course they did.
Yeah, of course. These are the powers players would use throughout the game as they try to solve the mysteries of these bizarre events. Oh, you think these events are bizarre, huh? There's a demo on itch.io. Esper Excite. Wow, what in the...
The game
you
also
guys win for
looks,
story of the year.
Yeah, it looks terrible. Like, just aesthetically, it's just kind of very
super
bland.
Rough.
Yeah.
RPG Maker engine.
Yeah. Looks very unfinished.
Colorful. They're really, like, brightly colored characters. Weird looking, kind of. Whatever.
Aye. All right, Eric, you're up.
All right, from more silly string era stuff, we've got a Cafe for the Dead offers a means to change the past in this mystery visual novel. Corliss Green awakens to find herself on the steps of a strange cafe, only to find that she has died in mystery visual novel Cafe Zero. Blech, the Sleeping Beast. I don't know what we do for today, so I just made up with with that.
We'll just run with it.
Yeah. Anyways, says finds she's unable to enter heaven, but a waiter at the strange cafe offers her a chance to go back. It says offer here, but I'm ad-libbing. chance to go back a week and change events, so it's up to the player to make the right decisions over the course of the game's melancholy storyline, exploring loneliness and loss while trying to alter Corliss's past. If all goes well, she'll be able to move on with one of the game's multiple paths and gain a new boyfriend. It's
again with the boyfriend? Like, that's the goal? Like,
that's well, no. Well, maybe not. Who knows what kind of an Otome this is? Yeah.
Yeah. So he added that in, but this is an Otome game, so it's entirely possible.
I love the world's going to shit, but let's stop and date. Like,
this is a sequel to the other Cafe Zero game, which I forget the subtitle to right now. I haven't played either of them yet. But, I read the reviews of them, and they said they were mostly positive, so it can't be too bad.
Yeah. Right, was that it for that one?
Yeah. But, nah, I was gonna think of something, but I don't have anything.
Coming to us, Memorex, from Silicon Era. Azuria Junction. Azuria Junction, what's your function? I don't have the slightest fucking idea. Some Japanese game. Hi, it's a surreal story and dark humor behind its pretty artwork. Oh, no, I'm not sure I'd call that pretty. Anyway, Azuria Juncture tells a strange story, one where players will find themselves living in a cabin in the middle of the ocean after hijackers crash a plane. She is one. They mean she is on. Somehow, she survives, finding herself living with a sentient houseplant, a neo-siren, and a strange child.
What's a neo-siren? Azuria...
I want to know more about the sentient houseplant.
It's Groot.
Feed me, trouble, and feed me now.
Yeah, does it try to eat you at a certain point?
Yeah, Azuria Juncture will have players navigate the bizarre, darkly funny relationship she has with her fellow humanoid island dwellers, offering four different endings that will occur based on the player's actions. The game takes 1 to 2 hours to complete. It is available now on Steam.
The one thing I noticed from this picture is that it looks like the text is way too small.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Hopefully there's a menu option for that. Otherwise, that's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
But
Break!
What did I do? Oh, come to us
last
FedEx from Silicon Era.
Did he say FedEx?
Yes, he said FedEx.
Alice Mayer offers dark twists on many fairy tales. Alice Mayer draws from many different fairy tales for its exploration-based gameplay, taking the players on a strange, dark, and unsettling journey. Oh, that's some interesting artwork. With Alan's memories gone, along with his parents, Alan finds himself under the care of a strange teacher. He's not the only one. There are several other children living there with the teacher, all of whom have had terrible events in their pasts. They share rumors of strange sounds in the attic, and one day, Alan decides to see what is making them, unprepared for the strange nightmare-like journey that awaits. Uh-oh. The player will guide Alan in his exploration of the odd worlds and strange visions that follow. Many of the game's themes, locations, and storylines revolve around twists on fairy tales, including meeting discomforting versions of the Cheshire Cat and White Rabbit. The player's decision involving these characters and other things will lead to the game's multiple endings. Never mind.
So, Corpse Party, but with folktale characters.
And it decidedly, I'm looking at the trailer for it, I'm like, well, okay, it looks like a painfully generic RPG Maker adventure game. Like, it looks like 100% stock assets. Like, all the rooms are, like, irrationally huge.
Mm.
And I was like, eh, I hope they're not asking for much in the way of for this game.
Yeah, it's probably no more than $5. Let's see.
It doesn't say on here. A developer states that while this is a horror-esque game, there are no horrifying chases.
Oh, it's $3, but you can get it for $2.69 right now.
People who like the idea of horror but may not enjoy jump scares should be comfortable with the game.
Yeah, if I remember, I forget what it was called. I played a couple of RPG Maker horror games. And it was one I started to play, and I was just like, the entire thing, it looked like the primary gameplay element was going to be these horrible chases, and it's like where it was like super fast paced, and one little mistake and you were dead. And I was just like, I'm not having fun.
Was it called Memento?
No. Can't remember the name of it. Remember, it started off with some, like, you know, pelvis and legless torso chasing after you at, like, the irrational speeds. I just can't recall the name.
But we're done with the nose right now.
Woohoo!
How many discounts Black Friday? Anybody find anything?
Yeah, well, it's like Amazon's got this thing going on, or like the big thing was you can get Witcher 3 complete on, like, it looks like any platform. I grabbed the PS4 edition physical for $25, and which is a pretty damn good deal. It's like half off the retail price, and it's, you know, everything I've ever seen. Witcher 3 is kind of on the amazing side, and it's massive and has a ton of stuff to do. The PlayStation Network still got their Black Friday thing going on. It has a handful of RPG things on, you know, available. Like one of the ones I saw was Tales of Zestiria for like $17. But I don't recall anything else off the top of my head.
I saw, it's not an RPG, but I did see the Tales from the Borderlands season pass for $150.
Oh, that's not bad. That's definitely worth it.
And if you want to possibly hurt yourself, you could get Sword Art Online Lost a Song for $15, I think.
If you're a cutter.
Yeah.
If you're a cutter.
Or you could get the PS Vita version for $10. So, yeah, do you want 60 frames of Sword Art Online, or do you want 30?
Yeah. Which one will take less time?
I think the Vita version is smaller, but you might not have the memory card space, because, oh, look what we did with the memory cards. We fucked them up.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I honestly think that if they'd used just regular SD cards in the Vita, it would have, you know, the system probably would have done a lot better just by virtue of, like, okay, I can pop 64 gigs in here and without any problem and just download a shit ton of games. Mm-hmm. Like, you have the, you know, because it's like, digital content seems to be where that system, you know, heart was.
They made 64 gigs, and they made it overpriced, and they made it more likely to fail on you.
Yeah, so. And like the 64 gig cards are still like $105 on Amazon. It's ridiculous. Like, you can practically get a system for that cost.
Well, I managed to go to GameStop and pick up Star Ocean 5 for $25. And Ratchet and Clank for $10.
Yeah, that's one of the weird things. Like, they because of their screwy proprietary memory cards, they made it more like, you know, physical media really is the way to go for if you're getting Vita stuff, because you don't have a whole lot of space to spare.
Well, the good thing about being a reviewer is if I do end up liking the game, I can always buy it later. Physical. Yeah. Well, assuming there is a physical version. So I could still support the developers, maybe just not at launch.
Yeah.
But, what else did I see? Oh, yeah, if you're a Nintendo fan, they had some more recent Nintendo games that have been launched in the year, like Kirby Planet Robobot was $25. I think Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire were also $25. And I think A Link Between Worlds was like $15 somewhere.
That's worth it.
And Nintendo had a bunch of their digital offerings on half price, which they rarely do. Especially for they didn't have too many virtual console games, but they had a couple. And one of them was actually Kirby Mass Attack for $5. I think it's normally like $8. No, more like $9, actually. If you count tax. So that's not too bad.
There's on Android, there's only one Squinix game on sale, which is, I don't even understand, but only Final Fantasy Tactics is on sale right now for $4.
They could have put Adventures of Mana on sale, because it's
you know I didn't know. I didn't actually look to see if they put the adventure games on sale or the amount of games on sale. I should double check that. But
although I mean, it's like if you're into the tactical games, you know, Final Fantasy Tactics on. I mean, it's kind of perfect for a touchscreen.
No, I'm thinking about getting for $4. Like I'm just.
Plus, sure presumably, it won't have all the slowdown of the PSP version, and it'll definitely have the better translation.
Probably, and there are a bunch of Kemco games on sale. I think like 15 Kemco games on sale for about $1 right now.
You can get a soft mod for the PSP at least of Final Fantasy Tactics that fixes the slowdown. But
oh, I know. But
I think there is a weird backdoor method for it on the Vita too, but I don't know how that works.
Yeah, because I've actually got the PS Plus freebie, I think. I've got like the PSP download of War of the Lions, but I've never really played it just because like I don't really do tactical games.
I've got the disc for it. I
think they also fixed the music tactics a little bit too, because it's kind of tinny.
Tactics is one of my all time favorite games. Not
well, see, that's because you're weird.
I got nothing.
We still like you, but you are kind of weird. You must admit that.
I got nothing. I got no response.
But
yeah. I wanted to ask you guys. I was looking at Xbox Live sales right now. They get a bunch of downloadable titles, and there's no JRPGs, so you know this is Xbox we're talking about.
I'm gonna say, well, like, Xbox One had a decent, or rather, the Xbox 360 had a decent number. I don't think Xbox One has any, does it?
Yeah, not that I know of. I think
it barely has Western RPGs on it.
Yeah.
Well, that's Final Fantasy 15 might be the first.
Yeah.
It's the first one I'm aware of at this point, because I was looking for RPGs on there, and only things I could find are games like Fallout, which is on sale for $20. This is one of the these are the games I was looking at. Just Cause, Mortal Kombat XL, and Fallout 4 are all on sale for $20 right now. I was thinking I might get one of those, or I could get the Rare Collection and Mighty No. 9 for $10 a piece.
You say
Just
Cause,
probably
Just
worth
Cause
10 bucks.
Three.
Just Cause 3 is a really enjoyable game. I mean,
I can tell that just from the videos.
Yeah, I mean, if you want something to, you know, if you want a sandbox to go to run around and just and blow up like absolutely everything and a, you know, physics friendly, you know, with some very very generous physics, then yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Speaking of which, Mighty No. 9
which
is
like.
$8.99 on Steam.
What were the other two you mentioned, Bert?
Fallout 4 and Mortal Kombat XL.
If you're looking for a fighting game, you could do a lot worse than Mortal Kombat XL. But if you're, I guess it kind of depends on what you're looking for. I mean, if you want like just, you know, action, do Just Cause 3. You really can't go wrong. Although yeah. I would ignore the DLC entirely. Like the DLC like completely misses the point of the game and actually like makes the game less fun.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, they say it's like, you know, there's like the land, air, and sky DLCs, and each one gives you access to some specific weapon or vehicle or something that makes the rest of the game stupidly easy.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, the first one get like the air one gives you a jetpack, and that, well, one of the big, you know, one of the most fun parts of, you know, of Just Cause 3 is learning how to make use of the wingsuit and the zipline and the parachute and everything. And you know, because it's like to fly, it's really relaxing and it's fun, but it also takes some skill and some practice to get good at it. So and if you have the jetpack, it takes no skill at all. So, like, why bother using the you know, these other things that the game is obviously designed around? If you
well,
have this.
It might be for people like me who have no skill.
Well, you learn skill.
I don't know.
It doesn't. It only takes like half an hour before you're like, oh, okay, I got a feel for this now.
That's cool.
And, but yeah, if you want something that's all three you could sink some decent time into.
See, thing is, I was looking at all these games and saying I thought I would enjoy all of these games, and that's why I'm wondering. I think the Rare Collection and Mighty No. 9, like they're cheaper games, and I don't know if Mighty No. 9 is going to be great.
You're better off getting Mighty No. 9 on Steam, though, because it does have better performance.
Yeah, but I don't have a good controller for my
Although, 360. I don't know if your laptop would be good enough for it anyway.
That's probably true, too.
I mean, it probably is, but you never know.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to play a bunch of retro games, then yeah, the rare replay or whatever it's called, you know, should serve you well because I know it's got a ton of games on it.
Yeah,
I mean, in terms of just sheer bang for your buck, that's probably your best bet.
I know, for $10, like I think 30 games on there.
Yeah,
ridiculous amount. Had,
like both the Killer Instinct arcade games, and I think and like the Banjo Kazooie games and a bunch of stuff on there.
I've never played the Banjo Kazooie games.
Yeah.
No, actually, I think I played the original and I didn't really like it that much. Never mind. I was looking at those, but I was kind of leaning more on like the other Mortal Kombat, Just Cause, or Fallout.
Yeah, I mean, if you like, I mean, if Fallout's your thing, I mean, I don't know. The only one of them that I've really played, well, I mean, I played a fair amount of Mortal Kombat X. I didn't get XL, so it's like, okay, I've got the first combat pack and all that stuff, but I didn't get the second one or any of that stuff. But yeah, I mean, it's a fun game. The story mode is not as much fun as the one from Mortal Kombat 9 was. But it's still good. It looks fantastic and it plays really well and it's very smooth and you know, there's a lot of depth to it and everything, and it's an enjoyable game. The only one I haven't played Fallout 4 myself. Mm-hmm. And it's like if you want more of Bethesda's Fallout, it is that.
I know. That's gonna be a buggy ass game, and it's gonna have problems, but it's gonna have so much.
Well, I mean, it's been out for a year, so I mean, like, and a lot of bugs have been fixed.
Right, a lot, but not all. And I know there's gonna be still bad bugs in it because this is a Bethesda game. But I also know the gameplay is so enjoyable that it's like, okay, I'll deal with these bugs.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I know that with a Fallout game, if you let yourself get into it, you can easily sink over 100 hours into it.
Yeah.
Especially if you get DLC. I mean, it's like if you're looking for something more along that line, maybe Fallout 4 is your best choice. If you just kind of want a playground, then Just Cause 3.
And if I just want to see blood and guts and fatalities, Mortal Kombat. Yeah, see, this is my dilemma. I think it'd be better off with one of those games over Mighty 9 and Rare. Personally,
yeah.
So that's my dilemma. Oh, God, this is like the cure for cancer. Like this is a big thing.
I know you're really facing Sophie's choice here, man.
Right. That's really all the deals as far as there are more deals on Xbox Live, but there aren't any RPGs because other than like Fallout. Because it's Xbox One. So I have no more deals. I'm done.
Mm. But what have you been playing then?
Me? I have been playing... I played one of the most enjoyable games, I think, of party games I've played in a long time.
Drake of the 99 Dragons.
No.
The Drake of the 99 Dragons. It's like one of the worst games ever made.
Says you. Anyway, it was the Jackbox party game. I don't know if it was version 1 or 2, but it's a new way of doing the Jack, you don't know Jack games.
Yeah.
Which were always fun party games. They basically set up to use your smartphone as your controller.
I think I heard something about that. That's pretty clever.
It had 5 different game types. There's the regular You Don't Know Jack, but then it's got a game where you're trying to lie. It'll ask a specific question, and you say, you make up your own thing for it, like fill in the blank. It's basically fill in the blank, and you make up your lie. So I saw blank kissing Santa Claus. and everybody types in their own line, and people guess on who said what. You know, what's the truth?
Right.
Obviously, it's not going to be like that, unless it's like a song. I guess I saw Mama kissing Santa Claus. But
Blew him away.
Yes.
Well, I wonder if they're likely to make a porn version called "You Don't Know Dick."
Well, see, that's the thing. There's one game that lets you. It's a drawing game, and everybody drew penises.
Of course. Yes. Exactly what everyone does in those games.
Yeah, so it was all penises all the time in the drawing game. It was a great party game, a lot of fun. They're trivia questions and stuff like that. If you don't like trivia, you might not enjoy it. But if you like lying to your friends and laughing and you like drinking, it's a great
drink. I love lying to my friends. I'm not so big on that.
It's fun. Let me see. Also, the same old, same old. But that one just I wanted to talk about because it was a lot of fun. So what have you been playing?
I've still been playing the same thing. I've just been periodically playing the DMC Devil May Cry Definitive Edition. I don't have the copy of The Witcher yet. It's not going to arrive until next week. How about you, Eric?
I finished Yo-Kai Watch 2 over the weekend. And it was a good game. And I thought it was funny that they basically used the anime second ending song for its credit song. So, I don't know. Maybe it's more indication that the game's more based on the anime than the first game was. Which kind of makes some sense because the first game. I think the game itself was based on a manga, and then they made a game out of it. And then the anime was based on that. But it's the other way around this time. Because, character called Whisper is more incompetent, and he has to look up, a Wikipedia for yokai to know what yokai are about, because he doesn't know anything about them except for the yokai that he knew before he was sealed.
I see. That's weird.
But in the anime, he's just completely useless. He looks it up for everything, even the yokai he should know about. But, it was a much better game because, they have online features now, and you can actually trade medals with people. And I like the idea of trading medals rather than Pokemon or whatever, because, that's basically slave trade. And if you have a medal, you don't actually have the monster, you just have the ability to summon them. So, that's it takes the edge off of the fucked upness of that. But, I'm wondering whether or not they'll do the third version of the second game, or they're just going to go straight to 3. And if they do 3, whether or not it'll be a 2-version thing, or it'll be just the third version of the game, which released in Japan recently. But, other than that, I played a little bit of Car No Soldier 2. I didn't get to play it that much over the weekend, because every time I wanted to play it, I was dealing with bullshit, or I felt extremely tired, so I never got to it. But hopefully tomorrow and the next day, although I'm probably going to spend most of the day tomorrow playing Sword Art Online before I get sick of it and write a review.
That's not going to add to you getting sick of it at all.
Yeah,
I'm really getting tired of this game. I better pour another 24 the next 24 hours into it.
Yeah,
God,
it probably only take me 5 hours to get tired of it. I'll be like, yeah, this is how I felt about the game.
Yeah,
it might be a good game gameplay wise, but the story content in the first game Hollow Fragment was so bad. It's
Are either of you picking up The Last Guardian?
Probably not right away.
Yeah, I would like to, but I don't have the money for it right now.
I need to save up for a Switch, and I need to put down money for Dragon Quest VIII.
I need a PS4.
You also need a 3DS to play Dragon Quest 7 and 8.
Actually, now that it's $100, that's I'll probably pick one up next year to 3DS.
And don't even need to buy a 2DS now.
Yeah, no shit.
But other than that, I have been playing Ace Attorney Trilogy at my job. Speaking of which, leads right into my Sweetos. Let's just go to Sweetos, and then we can do Stinkos.
Okay.
I'm gonna switch it up. But Sweeto is, I've got a promotion at my job. I'm earning $1 more than I did.
Nice.
And my position has changed, so instead of doing the baler, I'm doing the cold gluer. It's a box production plant. So.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to learn how to run the machine now. But I've only been running the boxes through the machine. I have to actually run the machine because the person who I'm working with is going to be taking days off soon. Using another mop before the end of the year, I guess.
That's cool. But, more money.
So, a lot of pressure. Yay.
Yeah, well, that's kind of how promotions tend to work.
Yeah. But, let's see. But I think the job that I'm doing right now is usually a 10-hour job. So, I'll be getting not only paid more, but time and a half.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Definitely good way.
It's not a consistent 10 hours a week or every day of the week, but it is consistent in the fact that you're usually going to be working 10 hours.
Yeah.
But what about you guys for Sweetos?
Well, I'll go ahead and go into mine. I've talked about what's been going on with my dad, and his cardiologist said for the next 6 months he's not allowed to drive. So me and my siblings have been on what we call dad duty. Well, this week he got approved finally by Medicaid, who originally told him no because they said he got too much back from Social Security, which is why we had to drive him in the first place. But now they approved him for a van pickup that's going to take him there and you know, get him. We don't have to get up at 4 o'clock in the freaking morning anymore.
Yes, it's definitely an improvement.
Yes. I mean, we're still going to be around the obviously taking the doctor if he needs it for things, but he does the dialysis Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So
yeah,
it's a lot of like lost sleep for me and my siblings.
Sure, well, that's good though, man.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that's working out.
I get to be lazy again.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it means I get to stop using my vacation time on Fridays. Now I can just go back to working.
Yeah,
using my vacation times to drive him to, you know, to him. So.
Yeah.
Instead of actually, like, vacation. Oh, well.
It's definitely an improvement.
All right. And what about you? What's your sweeto?
Well, my wife has not been feeling well, I'll say. And it's pretty, I'll say, pretty severely unwell. But, you know, it looks like she's coming through the other side of it. And I was able to talk to her today and got an update on, you know, how she was doing. And, you know, it looks like, you know, things are going to be fine. She's, you know, uncomfortable. She's going to be, you know, out of it and, you know, for a little while longer, but
right.
You know, it's not, you know, there's, you know, none of the severe, you know, none of the really severe outcomes that could have happened, you know, look like they're going to happen. So. That's a load off my chest.
Right. No doubt.
Yeah. So that's pretty much mine.
Hmm.
I will, you know, I don't want to go into too much detail until I, you know, have, you know, until I know, you know, for certain everything's, you know, okay.
Right.
And once have the, and once I do have all that information, or rather once, you know, I do have that confirmation, I can go to, I can also go into some, more specifics about, you know, about a certain stinko from the past couple weeks.
Right. Gotcha. Right?
So how about Stinkos? What about you guys?
I don't really have one that I can think of. I mean, I've spent most of my day grocery shopping and taking my parents grocery shopping, which, you know, spending like 3-4 hours in Walmart isn't fun. I can tell you that's a Stinko. You want to kill everybody you see within an hour. Just, you know, a couple hours later, it's like, oh, I hate you people. I hate this place. I'm out of here.
I'm not a fan of Walmart under the best of conditions. So
right.
I can sympathize, but yeah, it's like, hey, look, it's Black Friday. I'm not leaving the fucking house.
Right. No, I was all over town grocery shopping and doing a little Christmas shopping today. Fun. I mean, Black Friday, I've worked so many retail jobs where I've done Black Fridays. I'm used to it. And I know that by like 11 o'clock or noon, it's died down to the point where it's just a busy day. It's not like a crowded, insane place anymore. So,
Well, there's that at least. But God, I do not envy the people who have to work that shit.
No, I don't either. I've done that many, many times. Oh God, I worked at one place. I won't mention their name, H.H. Gregg, you fucking dicks. That had us come in at 7 o'clock. No, actually, it was before. It was 7 o'clock or before. I can't remember. For the morning meeting before we opened the doors. So we had to do a meeting before we opened the doors, and they wouldn't let us leave until they closed for business that evening. They're like, no, we're bringing in food for you, but no, we need everybody here. Nobody's leaving. What? We're prisoners here.
You can get food.
Great. Yeah, they're like, we're bringing in food for you. No, they brought in like some served food, like turkey and stuff like that. But they're like, no, you're not leaving. Like, so we were there until 11:30 at night.
Jesus.
So from 7 a.m. to 11:30 at night. It was a good day. Not so much. Everybody made a lot of money. I mean, because it was a retail job, or a commissioned retail job, but still, like, who does that? Locks their employees in. You're not allowed to leave. And you're going to be here for most of the 24-hour day. What? Oh, no, we're not kidding. Most of the 24-hour day. Fuck.
Okay. Yeah.
So my stinko goes to anybody who had to work today. That's a good call. Good pointing that out. Anybody had to work today, I feel so bad for you. I've been there. Okay, that's all I got. Yeah. What? Yeah. You weren't even busy today, were you?
Me?
No.
Oh, you were? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I love you. No, Mrs. Brakeman was the she's a hairstylist. Apparently, she was actually busy today. I didn't think she would be. I thought all of her customers would be out shopping.
Well, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have thought so, but I guess people are going to be out. And, yeah. Then, and see, another thing, getting their hair done before the holidays because they're going to go see family.
And there are a few other things about Black Friday doesn't make it as busy as it once was. Online shopping, for one, like Cyber Monday, and the fact that people know that there are going to be deals throughout the month. They know they don't have to rush in on, midnight at Black Friday. And also, there are stores that stay open on Thanksgiving, too. So there's that.
I only got my games at GameStop because I was going to Walmart anyways to get stuff. And it was, like, right next door.
Yeah. So what time did you go to Walmart?
Around 7:30.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So it was still pretty busy when you got there then, probably.
No more busy than it usually is, though.
Okay. So then, what time did your Walmart open?
I think Walmart opens at, like, 5 in the morning.
So they didn't open, like, special hours for Black Friday? Like, they didn't open midnight or something?
Well, I think Walmart's usually open for 24 hours, and then there's, like, or 22 hours or so, and then there's, like, a two-hour period where they're closed. So the next shift can start, I guess.
Okay.
But, I do have Stinko.
Okay.
And my Stinko is that the John Wick replacement disc that they sent, because the other one was bad, was also bad.
You're really not meant to see this movie for some reason.
But the weird thing is, this one at least let the PS4 read it, so I could attempt playing it, but no, it was still skipping cutscenes, because that's where the damaged parts of the disc were.
No Keanu Reeves for you. No!
That's ridiculous.
No Keanu Reeves.
If they fuck up a third time, I'm going to have to email them to tell them to check their fucking disc before they ship them.
No, you need to email Keanu Reeves. Like, dude,
give me a copy
of your movie.
Give me a copy and I'll let you know about what Netflix has been doing so you could attempt to sue them into submission.
And go Neo on their asses. Get my movie.
I know Kung Fu.
Oh, God.
That was the dumbest line in that goddamn movie.
There were so many dumb lines in that movie.
It's a good movie, but
that was dumb lines.
No, the first one was good. The second one was terrible.
No, it was not a good movie. The first one was not a good movie.
Reloaded was better.
I wouldn't go that far.
So
wasn't the Matrix Reloaded just the director's cut, though? Or am I thinking?
No, the Matrix Reloaded was the second one.
Oh, okay. Wait, yeah. Yeah, the first movie's better then. Never mind.
Yeah, it's better, but it's not a good movie.
Shit.
But yeah, as for me, I'll go with the same one I've had going for a while now. The car's still not fixed. I didn't have much hope for getting it fixed this week because it's Thanksgiving week.
Wow.
But I've got to get back on to harassing the guy.
No shit. Know,
tomorrow.
They threaten his children. I mean,
I don't think that's conducive to getting what needs to be done.
I'm going to mail you body parts for every day that you don't have my car fixed.
It's like, but my kids are right here. Don't talk back to me. Yeah.
Hey, I don't care what you tell me. I'm gonna do it. But they're right here. No, shut up. Sorry.
Sorry,
that went nowhere. I apologize. Anyway, what do we normally do after Stinkos and Sweetos? But that's
you cut out like horribly there. What did you just say?
I said, what do we do? What do we do? We do the after Stinkos and the Sweetos and all that stuff.
I usually do a review and then we're done.
We don't have any Twitter questions. Yeah. Don't we do the do we have a whatchamacallit candy bar?
We do not have any whatchamacallit.
Damn.
So,
no.
You got a review this week, Eric?
Yeah.
Do we have a what do we call that thing we talk about? God.
I have no idea what you're saying.
Get to know your grinders?
No, we're not doing free for all.
Yeah, we're not.
Yeah, free for all. God damn, Jesus Christ.
I'm saving that for when Frank gets back.
Walmart's burned my mouth.
Because Frank's the one that always proposes that we get rid of the Electoral College.
I don't think we need to get rid of it. We need to change it. I think it needs changes, but I don't think we should get rid of it. I know a lot of people are calling for it to get rid of it, and I think it'll happen every time there's an election. But the problem with the Electoral College is all the votes go it's all or nothing. I don't think it should be all or nothing. I think the votes should be able to split.
Yeah,
and
well,
not
it would
to
be
mention
nice if we get rid of the first past the post voting system that we've
not
got
to mention there are instances where smaller districts will get more of a say than other districts.
Yeah, everything that we do is so old. We really need to rethink the way we do a lot of things.
It's like Ohio, you only get three, but California gets like 16 or whatever.
Yeah, California gets 55.
Well, I was just throwing out numbers, yeah, just a scale.
Yeah, but yeah, the way it works is like the it should be scaled to population, I think, because it's like as it is like the it's like Wisconsin voters, they're in terms of like, you know, their vote essentially carries like 3.5 times as much value as that of a California voter, because of the relatively the difference in population versus the number of you know, the number of people there and the number of electoral, you know, votes that they get.
But other than that, I got my review, and we can get out of here. But this is a review of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. This is a spinoff.
I'm betting they're not at Walmart.
What, the Fantastic Beasts?
Can't find them there.
Yeah. Anyways, this is a spinoff to the Harry Potter films. It was written by a screenplay that J.K. Rowling herself made. And it's about a guy named Newt Scamander who's from Britain who's come to America to, I guess, offload some beasts that he's obtained so he could set them back in the wild. And once he gets there, he runs into an incident with one of the, I guess, magic cops, I guess you could call her that, because she works for, like, it's not called the Ministry of Magic in America. It's actually based on the U.S. government system of sorts, and so I think it's called the Magic Congress or something of the U.S.
Well, if it's based on American, shouldn't it be, like, a three-letter acronym?
I don't know. But,
like
anyways,
the Bureau of Magic Investigation or something?
Anyways, they go after him because some of the beasts accidentally come loose because the magic briefcase he's stuffed them in is a little faulty, and he ends up but that's not the only problem. He ends up accidentally substituting his briefcase with somebody else's that looks identical to his because he bumps into them, and then that's when all the problem starts. And so he tries to tell them that it was an accident and he never intended to, and he's not a terrorist or anything. But there's this other plot going around where there's this creature that's going around destroying things, but and it's killing people. So, and they think he might have been responsible. So he's trying to do his monster collecting thing, so he could do what he was originally supposed to do, and then the person who's trying to go after him is basically trying to keep an eye on him, and they get caught up in this weird conspiracy, and that's all I could say without ruining the plot too much. And
yeah, I've heard some good stuff about it.
It's a good movie, but it could have been better, but it's definitely a good start to what's going to be a 5-movie series. Because money. But,
yeah, of course.
I kind of agree with Andre, where it kind of slipped up a bit, where they have two really good ideas for film, but they tried mashing them together instead of making them two different films. So, like, you might as well have done that since you're going to make this 5 movies anyways, but, It's still decent, and it was entertaining, and I saw it with my mom, so it's probably best seen with other people. Be able to join it a little bit more, maybe. And definitely people who are already into the series. People who aren't so into the series, they'll be able to get into this too, because it does a few name droppings to the Harry Potter movies, but otherwise it's completely disconnected, because it takes in the 1920s. Which is, like, several years before Harry Potter. Like, several decades, actually. I think Harry Potter takes place... Well, the movies take place in current times from when the original film started to when they ended, but I think the actual books take place in the 90s. Like, the early 90s. But,
Well, I've only ever seen the original Harry Potter movie, and I've never read the books, so I mean, it's lost on me.
I saw about half the original and was bored. I quit watching it. I did see the one thing I did see that I did like one of the sequels was that the one where he's riding a broom and a dragon's chasing him. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, I think where this movie excels, where the Harry Potter films, or the at least the first ones, failed, was that it's not about kids, it's about how adults deal with the magical world. So you're not worrying about students and stuff like that. It's just...
Yeah, that sounds like something I might like more. That's what I hated most about Harry Potter, is these kids were sitting around the classroom, and I'm just like, oh, jeez, this is boring.
Yeah, we're learning about the magic world, but like we've already learned about the magical world, so let's do a story that's a lot more interesting. That's actually like about magical people doing magical things in magical
this
world.
This is like the third grade for the third time again. God.
Yeah, it's like I'm actually in school.
But the only thing I
repeated third grade three times.
The only thing I didn't like about the film is that some of the beasts themselves are kind of uninspired. But with the movie as long as it was, and the fact that there are going to be four more, we'll have more opportunities to see better looking things.
It wasn't in the budget.
Like, there was a beast in the movie that was basically a porcupine that apparently had a pockets of infinite holding in his stomach or something, because he kept stuffing jewels in them. And like there is like a bottomless pit, like a dimension to wherever inside
so
of
it's
his
like,
stomach, I guess.
He's got his own wind tunnel?
Yeah.
Did he say wind tunnel at any point?
No. Goddamn Inuyasha. And unlike the wind tunnel, he can actually pull them out, because when Newt grabs him and starts beating on it or shaking him to get rid of the jewels, they could fall out. So it's not a one-way ticket like the wind tunnel.
Right.
But I'm giving this a 7. No, 7 to 7.5. I'm not sure where I fall on that scale. Maybe somewhere in between. But
not too bad.
Yeah,
I want to stop rating like movies when I watch them the first time, and like rate them after I've watched them a second time, like a week later, or something.
I couldn't do that with theater movies, though.
I know I can't. I don't have that option. But I'm just saying, like, I feel like my gut reaction to a movie isn't like how I'm gonna feel like long
term.
Well,
I've had several days, so that's fine.
That's good. I was just talking about me.
I did
you.
See Arrival, which is really, really good. You guys should see it.
Arrivals?
I've heard.
Yeah, it is. It is an excellent film. Very well worth seeing. It's like, you know, nice, smart science fiction.
Is it still in theaters?
What's that?
Is it still in theaters?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
It completely erases all memory of the last movie called Arrival, right?
I would hope so.
Yes, that was terrible.
It bears no relation whatsoever.
Mm. That was a terribly boring
so
movie.
So now I am stuck between either seeing that, which I probably should see, or Moana, which I also think I should see, but which I see first.
I'm just waiting for Rogue One.
Yeah, that's a couple weeks.
I know. I can't wait to see that one. I'm excited. It looks good. Every preview I've seen for it looks good. Looks good.
But
I'm not like, you know, ooh, I need to see this right now. I'm like, I'm gonna wait and see how it shapes up before I decide to go see it, you know. Right off
I don't
the bat.
Have that option.
Although if you wanna see an anime movie in theaters, there are a couple select theaters in the States that are going to be showing Spirited Away to celebrate its 15th anniversary. And I actually think it's the only other time it's actually been played in a theater other than the even smaller list of theaters that it played at when it first came out in the States. And, well, I'm lucky enough that I could see the movie at Airy PA if I wanted to. and they're actually splitting the subtitle with Japanese audio and the English dub showings between the 4th and the 5th. 4th for the dub and the 5th for the subtitles.
Okay. That's kind of cool.
So you can check what theater is going to do with them. The one that's in PA is the Cinemark, so maybe where you're living at break, they'll be doing a Cinemark, but I don't know if you're interested in Spirited Away.
Not too much. Yeah. It's one of those movies I'd probably watch like if it was on television, but it's not something that I really want to get on my way to see. Not that I have anything against it, it's not. There's so many other movies I'd wanted to see that I haven't seen yet, like Ninja Turtles and Ghostbusters, stuff like that.
I wanted to see Shin Godzilla, but it wasn't playing anywhere near here. So I'll just have to wait for the disc release. I think Funimation should have made a better effort to get more theaters on board, but whatever. I'm going to say probably within the month we'll hear something.
Not bad.
But,
yeah. Yeah.
With that, we'll do our plugs and we can get out of here.
Yeah. All right. I'll go ahead and go first. You can find me pretty much anywhere at Moria Mug, MORIYAMUG. Check me out on Twitter. Hit me up on PSN. Whatever. I'm around.
You can follow me at break_man and at RP Grinders. And you can probably follow me around Walmart, too. Creepy stalker.
Why would you follow him at Walmart?
No, I said follow me around Walmart.
Oh.
Like a stalker. I don't know.
Is that right?
I have no idea what I'm talking about. I was trying to be funny, and it didn't work out, so I don't know why I'm still talking.
Is that where you work, though?
What? No, I don't work at Walmart.
Then why are you telling people this specifically? It's like, no, please follow me at Walmart, because then I'll get fired, and I want to leave.
No, just because I'm seemingly there all the time, and when I'm there for hours, because, you know, I'm helping my parents.
Okay. But, you could find me on Twitter at EricRPG, and you could find reviews on sites like Boston Bash Brigade, where there are reviews of Valkyrie Drive and Through the Woods. Don't play Through the Woods, because it's boring. The worst part about it is the voice actress for the main character you play as is completely monotone, and there's no sense of urgency because of this. It's just terrible.
The world is going to end about a couple hours.
And it's like, and I must do something to stop it.
Actually, her son's been abducted, and she doesn't sound all that emotive to the fact that happened.
Oh, little Alan, please come back, little Alan. Yeah. He'll come back on his own.
And Yomiwari is so much better game. I know they're not exactly the same, but it's similar. I mean, the plot's similar, and the gameplay's somewhat similar. You're basically running away from the hazards, but there are way more hazards in Yomiwari, so there's a lot more tension. And the hazards in Yomiwari are definitely scarier. And it's an open-world game as opposed to a walking simulator, since there's a very linear path in the game other than a few off-beaten paths for extra achievements. Big deal. So, yeah. But otherwise, there's a YouTube channel.
That's going to do it for this episode. Yeah.
And happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And happy Black Friday and happy Cyber Monday, because you should get some good deals. Everybody should get themselves a game and celebrate. Make yourself happy. Like masturbating.
Got you covered.
What is this
guys,
thing
I think
about
that's going to wrap it up for this episode.
I guess I'll have to ask you what the hell the chat's saying here. after we hang up about this BMI thing.
Oh, I said when you were talking about the movie, how it's the American version of Magic Police. Oh. I said they should have like
the
an
Bureau
acronym.
Of Magic Investigation.
Yeah, I didn't realize it at the time, but then I'm like, oh, wow, that is BMI, isn't it? That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Index, yeah.
That's a good way to end the episode. See you guys later.
All right.